This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is your Times afternoon briefing for Wednesday, the 17th of April. Iran's warned of a severe response to any potential Israeli attack. David Cameron is in Israel and says it does look like they are planning on acting against Iran's retaliation to a strike on its consulate. The Foreign Secretary said Iran will be facing tougher sanctions, though, from Britain and its allies.
We want to see coordinated sanctions against Iran. Britain has in many ways led the way with our new sanctions regime, sanctioning dozens of people in Iran, sanctioning the IRGC in its entirety. And I think there's more that we can do to show united front that Iran is behind so much of the malign activity in this region.
Hugh Grant has settled a High Court claim with the publishers of The Sun. It's over allegations the group conducted unlawful information gathering about the actor. His lawyer says a deal has been reached to avoid the case going to the High Court. The Post Office chief executive Nick Reed has been exonerated of all misconduct allegations following a report into his behaviour. The external report was said by former chairman to contain allegations about his conduct and lack of his management of the many governance and compliance issues. The Prime Minister said his plan is working to lower inflation, as it's now 3.2%, down from 3.4%. That's how much prices have increased by in a year. Rishi Sunak said this was no accident.
Today's figures show that our economic plan is working and inflation continues to fall. Having been 11% when I became Prime Minister, it's now fallen to just over 3%, the lowest level in 2.5 years. And we've also seen mortgage rates fall, energy bills fall, and data this week showed that wages have been rising faster than inflation for 9 months in a row. Now, because of all of that, we've been able to cut people's taxes.
Rent increased by an average of 9.2% in the last year. The average monthly rent in England is £1,285, and the cheapest part of the UK is Wales, where it's £727 on average. The cheapest place overall is Dumfries and Galway in Scotland, averaging just £475 a month. A government minister has told Times Radio that allowing the smacking of children by parents in England and Northern Ireland is fair. The Royal College of Paediatrics and Child Health says smacking law should be changed to make it unlawful and unacceptable, as it is in Scotland and Wales. Simon Calvert from the Be Reasonable campaign, which is against a change in the law, told Times Radio that parents should not be prosecuted for an action that doesn't leave a mark, which is part of the current guidelines.
Abuse of children, of course, is already illegal. The reasonable chastisement defence, by definition, only protects parents who do reasonable things. If they do an unreasonable thing, it's already unlawful.
Professor Andrew Rowland from the Royal College told us children in the rest of the UK are being left behind.
Physical punishment of children harms their health, it harms their development, and it contributes to a society in which there is increased violence. There is no longer a debate needed on this. The science is clear. Physical punishment of children is bad for their health.
For more stories like this, listen throughout the day to Times Radio.
Hi, I'm Jane Garvey.
And I'm Fee Glover.
Off Air with Jane and Fee is going live.
We are taking to the stage at the amazing Crucible Theatre in Sheffield on Friday, the 31st of May.
It'll be a night full of surprises. We'll have a special guest, we'll involve you in the audience, and we'll embarrass ourselves. You really won't want to miss it.
Well, the surprise is we don't yet know what's in it, so it genuinely is a night of surprises.
Well, you've surprised me already. It's not just us. Our live show is part of an exciting new podcast festival called Crosswires, which is taking place in some really amazing venues across Sheffield from the 31st of May to the 2nd of June.
So other podcasters that you'll be able to see include Katie Price, Catherine Ryan, Ramesh Ranganathan and the original Adam Buxton. But there's also a whole host of free fringe events, family shows, surprise acts and after parties that Jane and I haven't yet been invited to.
I'm sure it's only a matter of time. Head to crosswires.live for tickets and more information.